Brothers and sisters, I don't have to tell you that we live in a very, very sick world. And it's sick because of its sinfulness. We look around us and we see it all everywhere. Depravity, murder, theft, greed, falsehood, dishonesty, injustice, unfairness, depravity, perversity, it's everywhere. Two obvious symptoms of this that we see in recent times are the murders and shootings happening all over our nation, in particular our neighboring state of Texas, and the worldwide endorsement of perversion and mental illness through what it calls Pride Month in June. All evil in the world stems from that particular capital sin, pride. It's man thinking that he can live without God, apart from grace, and that he can do whatever he wants, apart from God's commandments. And you can. You can certainly do that. You have a free will. But be prepared. Be prepared to suffer the consequences, as the consequence of sin is always death. I saw a recent video about celebrities and famous people who rejected Christ. The famous Marilyn Monroe was once offered a chance to convert her life and turn back to Jesus, and she said, "I don't need your Jesus." She was found dead a week later. John Lennon of the Beatles once said, "We're more famous than Jesus Christ." He was shot several times in front of his home on December 8th in the 1981, I think it was, on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And the builder of the Titanic said, "Even God himself cannot sink this ship." And what happened? Huh? The ship sank. That's pride. That's pride that ends in death and disaster every time. And St. Peter tells it in his first letter, "Clothe yourselves with humility, for God opposes the proud, but he bestows his favor on the humble. Humble yourselves," he says, "under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." God opposes the proud. The proud are not imitators of Jesus Christ. Jesus humbled himself even unto death for our salvation. But the proud are imitators of Satan, who exalted himself in defiance of God and brought about his own condemnation as well as ours. And so St. Peter continues, "Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Resist him steadfast in your faith." Now, just as there is an evil spirit working around, tempting us into pride to follow our own selfish whims, as he did to Adam and Eve, as he lied to them, saying, "It's okay, defy God. You'll be like gods yourselves if you do what you want." Oppositely, there is a Holy Spirit. A Holy Spirit given to us by God the Father, through God the Son, to strengthen you and me and to draw us into God's own divine life by the power of his mercy. "The God of all grace," St. Peter says, "who called you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." Beautiful words. He will restore you, he will confirm you, he will strengthen you, and he will establish you. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He restores us to life, the life of grace. He rescues us from the grave and the death of sin. He confirms us in our election as sons and daughters of God, which we truly are. He strengthens us by his sevenfold gifts of courage, wisdom, knowledge, piety, and so on, the things we learned about in confirmation. And he establishes us as members of the body of Christ, producing good fruit. The fruits that St. Paul talks about, of goodness and kindness, gentleness, peace, patience, chastity, modesty, etc. He does these things to transform us and to make us new. To him be glory and dominion forever. Now, human beings, they want a world without God. Or worse, they want a God made in man's own image. An image not of the Holy Spirit, but a corrupt image of the flesh. We heard St. Paul tell us in his letter to the Romans, "Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God." If you're in the flesh only, there's no pleasing of God at all. But you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you've been remade and are in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God dwells in you. And in us, the baptized, and especially so in the confirmed, the Spirit is there. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, and he is in us, Although our flesh is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive. We are alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. So consequently, brothers and sisters, we owe nothing. We owe nothing to the world, we owe nothing to the flesh, except charity. We do give the world our charity. If we live according to the flesh only, we die. If, however, we live by the Spirit of God, we put to death the sinful deeds of the body, and we shall live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are truly, truly, not metaphorically, if we live by the Spirit of God or led by the Spirit of God, we are sons and daughters of God. It is not a spirit of slavery, but of freedom. It takes away fear and gives us courage. It's a spirit of adoption through which we can cry out to God in reality, Abba, Father. We are his, and he is ours. We are children of God, and if children, we are heirs to his kingdom, joint heirs with Christ. May we endure suffering with him, that you and I can be glorified with him. We heard Jesus tell us in the gospel that that same Spirit will lead us to all truth. And if we love him, if we love truth, we will follow the way he taught us and we will keep his commandments. And he will ask the Father and give us the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to be with us always. Whoever loves me, Jesus says, will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have told you. This is the Spirit by which we live. The Holy Spirit that Jesus pours out on us, who desire it, who ask for it, and who seek to live by it. The Spirit who leads us to all truth, who purifies us, who sanctifies us, who gives us new life. May we live in that Spirit, brothers and sisters, always turning away from the evil spirit of temptation and sin and pride, living instead in humility, in goodness, in peace, in holiness, allowing ourselves, as the body of Christ, the Church, to be a force for good in the world. Do you want to see this sick world healed? We all do. Do you want to see a change for the better? Of course we do. Are you weary of the lies, the perversion, the lawlessness, and death that we see day after day? Of course, we're all tired of it. But we have the power to change it. We have the power to make something new in this world, to renew the face of the earth by the power of God's Spirit that is within us. It's all an act of the will. Use it, do not be afraid, speak out, act boldly, and pray fervently. As the psalm says, if you take away their breath, they perish and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord be glad in his works. Pleasing to him be my theme. I will be glad and rejoice in the Lord. Amen.